Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And on tonight, we're going to have another very special co-host, Evangelist Evelyn Green, and we're going to have a special guest, Psalmist Kimberly Jenkins, who will join us a little bit later. But we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the seekers of his holy word. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and we thank you for just being the God who you are in our lives. We ask that you continue to help us to stay focused and grounded in your word and help us to continue to portray the image of you and help us to continue to be vessels for you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And our guests have not arrived yet. However, we are going to, while we wait on our guests, we're going to do several things. We're going to talk about today, and we're going to talk about remaining focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as soon as our guests arrive, and as soon as I see the number here on the screen, then we will begin the interview. But what I want to say today is that we serve a true and living God. And we serve a God who is able to just do great wonders and who is able to help us in anything that we have. And what you must understand, and I tell people this all the time, is that you have to stay focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because if you lose focus just one time, then you get off track. And God says that you don't want to get off the will of God. And you have to understand, you know, that everything that you do, you're doing it for Christ. Everything. It doesn't matter what it is. Everything that you do, you're doing it for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we must always do things to edify and magnify who God is. And as you go about your day, I told you, I said on your left and on your right, I said everywhere you go, amen, then you're going to deal with people everywhere you go. And guess what God says? The expectation is for you, right, to continue to remain positive and continue to know what is relevant and what's really not relevant. And God says that that is our responsibility unto him, because we belong to him. We're God's, and God is doing some great things in our lives. And so we must make sure that we're doing everything in our power to please our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? And so as I wait on the guest, let's see here. I want to also focus your attention on, let's see here, look at the schedule. On Friday, be sure to check out some of the movies that's at the theater, and you will enjoy most of them, I'm telling you. We have some great movies coming out, so be sure to check those out at the theater. because you will enjoy them. I'm going to go ahead and go with announcements while we wait on our guest. And if we have to reschedule, we'll reschedule as we wait on our guest. But be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them all in one line, pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. And do not be selfish. Make sure that you pray for others as well. In addition to that, just make sure that you mark your calendars for the second Saturday in June, the second Saturday in June. And basically on that Saturday, we will have the Youth Talent Hour, the Youth Talent Show on that particular day. And also just make sure that you continue to just be lifted up in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because I tell you, we serve a true and living God, and we serve a God who is powerful and a God who will not fail. In addition to that, make sure that you check out the Hub pages, many of my Hub pages, because we will be writing about education. I've learned so much about what great leaders do and what they don't do. We will be writing about Nickleby, which is a big headliner for me. And we will also write about other things, such as what's going on in the communities, what's going on in the world. We will write about a lot of things. So just make sure that you guys stay posted on that. And we are still waiting on our guest, and we're going to practice that spirit that Job had, the spirit of patience. And as I said before, if we have to reschedule, that's totally fine. Okay. But right now, let's see here. Okay, I still do not see my guest on the line. Okay, so let's move on real quick to something. Oh, give me just a second. Okay, let's move on real quick to something that is very, very pressing. And I want to talk about the subject because we're going to study this subject deeply. We're going to study it. And, okay, so my co-host is going to call Miss Jenkins, and we're going to merge these lines in together. Okay, so give us just a second. Let's see here. We're going to practice what Job did, the spirit of patience, okay? And as we do that, let's think about our day and all the good things that
please
our Lord
leave me a message.
After you leave a message,
I'm sorry?
You can modify it by pressing pound.
Okay. Evangelist Green? Okay, this is what we're going to do. Evangelist Green? All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to reschedule Miss Kimberly Jenkins for another day. But I do want you to do me a favor. I do want you to read. Give me just a second. Just a second here. I had a scripture. Exodus 15:1, and it speaks about Moses and the sons of Israel, how they sang the song to the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is mighty, or he is highly exalted, the horse and its rider, he has hurtled into the sea. I want you to read that. And as I said before, our basic concept is that we are going to continuously focus on the fact of the horses. We're going to continue to focus on that. And so when you think about that particular concept, I want you to think about those three concepts we talked about. And as I said before, a horse always carries people. Their service is always just wonderful. Not only is their service wonderful, but they focus. and they focus on those relevant things. Now, the reason why horses, or most horses, have blinders, right, is so that they can focus, because they're focusing on all of the other horses, and they shouldn't be. They should be focusing on what God has told them to do. Then, most horses, as I said before, when they, you know, when they run, right, they have this precision to them. They have this stride to them, and they can continuously run, but they're keeping their eyes on the prize. And so you have to put on those blinders on both sides, you know, and you have to know what's relevant and what's not relevant. You have to be ready at all times, because you never know what may happen. And so you have to just, you have to be ready at all times. Okay? All right. So without further ado, we are going to conclude. Were you able to contact her, Evangelist?
Yes. She is on the line.
She is on the line. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to back up. So I'm going to introduce the guest, and then after I introduce the guest, then we're going to start the interview questions, and we'll save the songs for the end because right now they're downloading, okay? So our guest today is Salmis Jenkins, and she was born and raised in Edinburgh, Texas. She was the first African-American to graduate from Texas Lutheran University in Seguin, Texas, with a music degree with an emphasis in vocal performance. She's toured the U.S. as one of the lead vocalists, soloists. She's an accomplished musician who can sing various songs. She knows various languages. She's a songwriter. She works with youth, and she's just performed and done many things that she's going to describe to you on this particular interview. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Ms. Jenkins. Ms. Jenkins, are you on the line?
Yes, it's Callis.
Ms. Callis Jenkins?
Yes.
Or just Ms. Callis?
Yeah, Callis, just Callis, honey.
Okay, all righty. Well, Ms. Callis, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I can. I was born and raised in Edinburgh, Texas. And my mother and father are Helen and Louis Callis. My father is deceased, unfortunately. My mother and my father's side are musically inclined. The Callises and the Wilsons are musically inclined. I am 39 years old. Proud of it. I'm proud of it because a lot of people don't live to be 39. So I will be 40 in May, God willing. I am just so grateful to God for this opportunity, and I thank God for you all opening this door for me and allowing me to be on your show today. I thank you for allowing me to showcase my songwriting, my songs, some of the original songs that I have written, and I'm just excited. So I'm just you better stop me, because I'm gonna just keep on talking.
No problem. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. So who or what inspired you to write music and sing gospel music?
Well, actually, growing up, even though my mother, she does not consider herself a singer at all, but growing up, I used to hear my mother singing and humming all over the house, or she'd be in the laundry room just singing. And so I used to love to listen to her. And my grandfather was a pastor, and we used to travel to his church quite often. It was about 5 hours away from where we lived, and I used to love listening to the choir there in Seguin, Texas, at Refuge Church of Our Lord in Seguin, Texas. So that was a great influence. To me, Brother Floyd Ball was the music director, and they just had outstanding choirs.
Okay, great. Now, so tell me a little bit about the different languages that you speak, and tell me about how you implement those things in life, the different languages.
Okay, well, I don't speak, I'm not fluent in the languages, but I can sing in six different languages, and that is part of my voice degree from Texas Lutheran University, and that was part of the requirement, you know, for my voice degree. So I can sing in German and French and Latin and, you know, the different languages. Now, I grew up in the valley, which is about 20 minutes away from Mexico, so I could also sing in Spanish.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what projects or songs do you currently have in the making, or songs you've already made?
Okay. Right now, I have a demo of 10 to 12 original songs that I wrote myself, and I'm currently we're currently trying to get a real CD, a real master out of the songs. Each song that I wrote has a message. Each song that I wrote was based on something that I was going through at the time of my life, and I would just basically go to the piano and sit down and write down, you know, whatever I was going through. If I felt lonely, I have a song called Never Alone. I have a song called See You on the Other Side, Daddy, and that was dedicated to when my father passed. Wonderfully Made is a song that I wrote for people that dealing with self-esteem, especially children. The song for the children, of course, was dedicated to the children. We have so many things going on now that I think we should focus on really making sure that we remember to take care of the children.
Okay, great. Now tell me, which song, is it the 42nd or the 4 minute and 18 song that's for the children?
For the children. Tell me again.
Okay, I'm going to play. I have two of your songs that you submitted.
Okay.
So
one
of them is 4 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So one of them is 4 minutes and 18 seconds.
That would be Wonderfully Made, and For the Children would be the other.
Okay, all right. So we're going to try to play this particular song for the children, okay?
Wonderful, thank you.
You're welcome.
Lord, there are questions I've asked you in my life, like why do I
Okay. Yeah, see, that one was 40 seconds there. And what was the name of that song?
That wasn't the full download.
Right, that's the one you submitted. That's why I asked you about that one. We do have the 4 minute and 18 seconds. So after Evangelist Evelyn interviews you, then we can play that one. And if you have the whole version, then you can submit it. I'll play it.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do. I will resubmit it to you.
Okay, no problem. Evangelist Green?
Sure.
All right, great. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Love. It is so wonderful to hear you, Sister Kimberly Callis. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. It's so wonderful to be doing this interview right now.
woman of God, hey, you haven't seen nothing yet. Amen. I'm so happy that's on the show. And that song, just playing that for that second, really moved me. You have an awesome, awesome anointing on your music there. It's awesome. So I can't wait to finish hearing that. And I know the listeners are also touched by it.
Thank you. I'm looking for it right now. So I can resubmit that. I did not know that you only had the 40-second version.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and ask you a few more questions. That's
sure,
all right?
Sure, absolutely.
Right. Now, Sister Khaled, if you had an opportunity to sing with any gospel artist or group, who would it be and why?
Well, I believe there are two females, Shirley Caesar and or Tamela Mann. And if I had to pick a group, it would be the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
I have to say, because that's one of my favorite songs. I've been in the storm too long.
Awesome. One of my favorites as well. So
Yes.
So tell me a little bit why. Why would you want to be with sing along with Shirley Caesar? That's a woman of God.
Well, I grew up singing along, listening to, you know, Shirley Caesar, Peace Be Still, and Hold My Mule. And, you know, I just think she's a phenomenal musician, and I would love to have the honor, you know, to meet her and sing with her. And I just love Tamela Mann. I just think of myself as the chocolate version of Tamela Mann.
Wow. Well, that is an awesome pick there. That's wonderful. They're both wonderful, wonderful, awesome singers. So,
thank you.
Another question is, when you minister in your music and your song, Sister Khaled, what image or message? I heard you speak about message, and you give out your messages from what you're going through. But what image and message do you want the people to hear and see or have a vision when they're listening to your music?
Well, when the people are listening to my music, my main goal is that they would be impacted in a positive way in the Lord, that the message received would be either, you know, you're going through something and maybe you feel like you can't make it through, and maybe one of my songs will encourage you to just hold on, you know, one more day, or maybe one of my songs will encourage you to just have faith, even though, you know, you're going through something where you can't see your way out of it, you know, whatever you're going through. You know, I have people laughing sometimes, like, because I said, right now my life is a country song, because I've lost my home, I've lost my car, my husband left me. I said all I needed was a dog, and I would have just been, you know, a country song. But the one thing that I have not lost is my faith in Jesus Christ, and knowing that whatever I'm going through, that I'm trusting in Him from day to day, that He is going to see me through, and it's evident with this opportunity that I have right now.
Awesome. That's wonderful. I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to make people feel the music and the message. When I had the honor of listening to your songs, and it just, you know, touched my heart to even point to the person in the mirror to get out and do something.
Yes, I really want to get that to you, because one of the lines says, if we don't help them, the children, if we don't help the children, the drug dealer will. If we don't take the time to, I just resent that to Dr. Loves. If we don't take the time, then, you know, there are people that will take the time, and it's usually the wrong people that mm-hmm. will take the time with our children. So we need to we definitely, with all the things going on that has all the things that have transpired recently, we should take a renewed special interest in what's going on with our children all over the world.
I totally agree, and you know, that's what God is all about, and we step up to the plate and take on responsibility, you know, on behalf of the children. So,
yes.
You know, I really recommend you on.
I used to sing this song for my kids when I was a music teacher, and some of them, they would just cry because, you know, we don't realize some of the things that our kids are really going through. And and some of the song, it says, you know, hold on, because Jesus is here. You know, he's here to see about you.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the thing, is to remind the children, you know, that hold on. Because there is hope. Maybe your mother or your father may not be what they need to be, but God will never fail you. You know, maybe your teacher's not what you want your teacher to be, but God will never fail you. So I just think that I get emotional when I start. And the funniest thing is that I have never had a child myself, but because I was a teacher, I considered my students my babies, and I would call them Callous kids.
Uh-huh.
So I figured that I would just make them all my kids.
Amen. And yes. I just felt that about, you know, God, and you know, he's all about the children. He's about his children, and
yes.
That's awesome. And if you have another second, go ahead and resubmit that song again. I don't think.
I just did. I just resubmitted it.
Could you resend it again? I don't think
sure.
she got it.
Okay, sure.
So I'll go on with the next question. Also, tell me a little bit about your opportunity now. I don't know if it was last year or the year before here in San Antonio, you had the great opportunity to sing, you know, opening song for the NBA or you know, for the Spurs here in San Antonio.
Yes. I have been blessed I had the opportunity to sing the national anthem for the San Antonio Spurs basketball team and also the San Antonio Rampage hockey team.
Mm.
That was just a really, that was a wonderful opportunity. A friend of mine just knew someone in the right place, in the right area, and I was given a call and I was allowed to go and sing. It was about between 16,000 to 20,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a wonderful opportunity for me. And now, one thing about it, I can sing, I can ad lib, but when it comes to the national anthem, I believe in keeping it simple, because my father was military, and even though he's been past, you know, going on 11 years, I still revere the fact that my father did not want, he always told me, sing the national anthem the way it was written. And so I still remember that, and I think the national anthem is something that you should sing with a lot of reverence and think about that, the sacrifices that our military personnel have made. So it's that's my focus.
Awesome. Now, if I heard it right, did you even have an opportunity to do commercials or anything like that?
Well, what ended up happening, that was something different. But in 2007, my first year teaching, I just resubmitted it again. My first year teaching my fifth grade class, and we entered a competition called Tunes for Tony. And it was you could either write a song or you could write a poem and tell them why teamwork was important. So we wrote a song. I wrote the chorus part. The students wrote the rap part, and we put it together, and we actually won. And Tony Parker came to our school and hung out with us for about an hour. and played basketball with the kids and took pictures and autographed, posters and basketballs. And they eventually ended up using teamwork in one of the commercials for the NBA.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Awesome. I mean,
yes, let me give a little shout out to all my Callis kids, especially my first class of fifth graders. I just have to give my babies just a little shout out.
Awesome.
I always told them that I wasn't worried about Social Security because they were going to be my Social Security, so they had to make it.
Now, being that I know you, Sister Callis,
yes.
What about the performing and auditioning? I know you've been on the road a few times, going to several auditions, I believe. Was it, what is that show? Refresh my memory.
The Voice.
But what was the one in Dallas? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, Sunday's Best.
Sunday's Best. Give me,
yes.
The listeners a little bit about that. I mean, how did that go for you? What did you get out of that?
Well, what I got out of Sunday's Best, it was an eye-opening experience because I thought I was doing something getting there to the audition. You know, the audition was started at seven in the morning on that Saturday, and I thought I was doing something getting there at 2 a.m. That day. But there had been people camped out there for days, so it was a long process, and I didn't bring. It was outside, you're waiting outside, and it was, kind of sprinkling. I really had not prepared myself for that, that kind of weather. I did make it through the first round, but then I did not. I was not feeling the best by that time, and I did not make it, after that. And then I also had the opportunity in Houston there were like 5,000 people, and I made it in the top 100 to audition for the Voice. But unfortunately, and that taught me a very great lesson, when I go and I stay in a hotel, I bring my own towels and washcloths now, because at that time I used the hotel's washcloth, and I had a really bad allergic reaction to whatever detergent they used.
Uh-oh.
So there's another verse in my country song and in my life there. But hell, but I even though I'm still proud to say that I did make it to the top 100, one of the top 100 out of 5,000. So I'm still grateful, but I know that my time will come. Even though I'm 39, I put my music career on hold because when I was in my early 20s, I gave my uncle a kidney, and so then I've been dealing with a lot of health issues as far as my immune system not being as strong. But I just thank God that he's so gracious that it doesn't even matter that, I'm not in my 20s anymore and I'm almost 40. But what God has for you, it is for you.
Amen. Amen and amen to that. And God's timing is right on time. Amen. We may hurry, but he knows what's best.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. And that's an awesome.
Well, it's probably better that I'm a little bit older because, had I been a little bit younger, I may not have been, young and dumb. You know how that goes. So I'm hoping that I'm a little bit more.
I hear you on that. And, that time is perfect. So he knows when we're ready.
Oh, yes, because you don't want him to give you the blessing before you're ready and you just lose your mind.
Right. I just have a couple of more questions here. What are you doing currently in the ministry? I know you're with another ministry and everything. Anything you want to share that you have not shared, you know, with the listeners, or, you know, what else are you working on right now as far as in ministry other than your music? Are you doing anything else?
Well, besides, you know, the CD, I work at my, you know, I work in my home church at the exciting Western Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. I was born and raised, you know, Pentecostal apostolic, and I met Keith Pringle one day, and he asked me to come over and help him out and sing for him, and so the rest of history. I've been a member there for over a year, and I have enjoyed it thoroughly. I direct the children's choir, and I also direct the adults choir as well. But I really enjoy the children's choir because, for instance, Wonderfully Made, the song that you are, hopefully we can get it playing correctly. It's actually a song that I taught the children, and they really enjoyed it. And you'd be surprised how many grown-ups forget that you know, we're beautiful in our skin, regardless of what color we are, or what size we are, or where we live, or what's in our bank account. That's just something that's important to me, that we know that we are wonderfully made. And when I wrote Wonderfully Made, I had gained almost 100 pounds after giving my uncle the kidney, and I just had to get to a point where I had to just love myself as, you know, big and all, you know, huffing and puffing or whatever. I just had to say, you know what, I love me regardless of what the haters say. You know, I've come down since then. Well, not, you know, I'm not, you know, not a whole lot, but, you know, I've come down a little bit since that time. And but still, it's important that you, you know, that you get to the point where you love yourself. And if you do want to make changes, it's not because you hate yourself, but it's because you want to enhance yourself and, you know, to make yourself better.
Amen. Amen. And love yourself as God loves you, because he doesn't get none of that other than the love for he has for his children. Amen. So we definitely, you know, can walk in that and love ourselves like God loves.
And it's easier said than done. It's easier said than done a lot of times, because, you know, we a lot of times, you know, people are not going to point out our good. They more than, you know, more so they point out our faults. You know, oh, your nose is too big, or your ears are too big, or your, you know, and people can be cruel. And I consider Wonderfully Made a anti-bullying song, so that, and it just used to touch my heart to see children, you know, be encouraged about themselves once they heard the lyrics to the song.
Okay, and you know, and that's what we're going about to do. I hope Dr. Love has got both of them, or at least one of them, up to give the listeners. But before we do that, do you have any other words that you would like to share, you know, with the listeners? Anything about music, about their faith, or anything?
I do. I have. We are currently trying to raise funds, because, like I told you, I don't have a lot, but I do have faith in God, and so we are trying to raise. I have a GoFundMe account, and we are trying to raise $60,000 to get an album out that will include all of my songs written. I'm just trying to get that address for my GoFundMe so that I can share that, because that is definitely going to be something that is going to be a huge help to me if that happens for me. So I'm looking forward to God just opening doors for me and just, you know, making ways for me to be able to share my music with the world and let somebody's heart be touched.
Amen. Amen. Well, you go ahead and get that information, because that's what my next question was going to be. You know, how can individuals contact you about your music and help you out with that fund? So if you can get that information, we'll get it out there and get it to our listeners.
Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Now, I just want to say, Sister Callis, I do want to thank you so much for everything that you're doing in the will of God with your music. And I thank you for being on the show here and sharing your life and your music with everyone.
Thank you so much. I appreciate. Okay, I found my GoFund address is gofundme.com/pbkvws. So anyone that would like to help in our plight, that would be gofundme.com/pbkvws. And I can also be reached at my on my Facebook account. That's Kimberly Callis, or my email kcallis75@gmail.com. And I'm going to say something funny. Anybody that knows me knows that I have to give this disclaimer, and it is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-L-E-Y, not Kimberly. My mother left off took the E-R out, so it's K-I-M-B-L-E-Y.
Awesome.
All right. Miss Kimberly, thank you. And we're going to play Wonderfully Made, and then after which we're going to play For the Children. And I want you guys to tell me about the sound for the children, because it didn't download, but I can play it from my computer, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. This is Wonderfully Made.
I try so hard from day to day. I try so hard to keep the faith. I try to be the best I can be. But still there's haters hating on me. But I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm beautiful in my skin, 'cause I have love within. I'm wonderful. your bank account. Oh, you're wonderfully, you're wonderfully made.
Wow.
Wow. Excellent.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Ms. Kimberly, what I really like about that song is the affirmation that everything that God makes is wonderful. Doesn't matter what the outside looks like. God only focuses on the heart. So each person is wonderfully made. I love that song. I like it. I do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I pray that it will touch somebody. And you know, believe it or not, there are times when I start feeling bad about myself, I'll actually sit down and play that song to remind myself that, you know, hey, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And especially from someone like my, I've always felt like I didn't fit in, or, you know, I just didn't fit. I always felt that way. And so realizing that God didn't make me to fit in, but it took me a long time to get to that point where I was strong enough to know that, because as a child, I just knew, you know, I didn't fit in with everybody else. I didn't do everything else that, you know, everybody else was doing. But just to realize that, hey, I'm beautiful in my skin, and that means something. So, you know, whatever size, if your skin is small, you're beautiful. If your skin is stretched out and has some stretch marks like mine, you're still beautiful in your skin.
That's right.
As long as you have love within your heart, because that love, and especially God's love, is what's going to make you beautiful. You know, because it really doesn't matter where you come from, because you what God has for you, you can be born in the project and you can end up in the palace, because we can go to the Bible and look at Joseph, and we can know that he went from prison to the palace. I'm sorry, Joseph is my favorite Bible character, and I just get excited thinking about and knowing that, you know, what God can do.
Amen.
And next we're going to
wonderfully made. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm listening. I'm just taking all this in. Go ahead.
Oh my God.
Were you
God.
About to say something else?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. Now we're going to play For the Children, and I need you guys to let me know about the sound, because I'm playing this from my computer, not from, you know, the spinners. I'm going to have to get it on there. So just let me know. Give me just a second.
And I did resubmit it about 3 different times, so if you want to check it and see if you got it.
Okay, yeah, I received it. For some reason, the format is not with my system.
Okay,
let's see here. We're going to make it work.
All right.
And that's the rhyme
Version, and we also have the reprise version where I really start telling the kids help is on the way, and hold on, little children, hold on, and don't give up because Jesus is here.
That's right. Now, I do have a question because I was thinking about
sure.
that song, and then I was referring back to your bio. You work with the youth,
yes.
you said? Is that correct?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So what type of programs do you work with, or what do you do with the children?
Well, I work with the children at my church. I do the young adult choir at my church.
Okay. Okay.
So that's the capacity. Sure.
Uh huh. Okay. And then I was also thinking. So in the song, the question continued to come up: what about the children? And so when we
yes.
think about that question, how do you think, and this is just a question that came up, how do you think that we as adults could help the children more as far as
well,
in our communities, in our church?
Well, when I wrote this song, I was a member of Refuge Church of Our Lord in Seguin, Texas, and I was still in school at Texas Lutheran University. And after I wrote this song, then I got up and actually did something about the children not being at church. I started driving, oh my goodness, was people from Refuge going to laugh when they hear this, but I started driving. It was a gray, old, rusty church van. It had a hole in the back, and if it rained, it would have more rain inside than out. And I started driving out to the country, picking up kids for Sunday school. I would drive to Geronimo, which is right outside of Seguin. I even drove to San Marcos and started picking up kids and bringing them to church, and started doing church plays. We did a Christmas play. We did Easter plays. We did after this song actually inspired my own self to get up and do something in the church where I was at the time.
Okay. Wow. That's great. That's great.
Yes.
So, Evangelist Green, did you have anything else to ask, Ms. Kimberly?
I want to thank you for asking, but struck my spirit about, you know, in our teaching that, you know, when it comes to the children and what came to thought was, you know, children are so precious to us. And,
yes.
And,
yes.
And I want to say this quote that I go, you know, children, they don't care how much we know. They just care how much we care. They just want to know
right.
how we care about them.
Right. And I actually have changed just one line, and I actually changed a line in the reprise and for the children to make it more relevant with what's going on in our society today. So I changed the words from if we don't love them, the drug dealer will. If we don't protect them, they'll be shot and killed. Because we have so much of that going on right now. So I wanted to bring the song. When I wrote this song, it was years ago, probably in 2000 or 2001. And so I wanted to make it more relevant with some of the issues that we have been dealing with today. And so instead of if we don't love them, if we don't help them, the drug dealer will. If we don't love them, they'll be pushing them pills. And I do no good English, but when I wrote this song, that is the way my heart felt, was they'll be pushing them pills. And that's the way I kept it, because they're just, sometimes we know good English, but sometimes you just have to go from the heart.
Amen.
So I did change that to make that more relevant. If we don't love them, they'll be shot and killed. And so we, with all the things that are going on, we've got to protect our babies. It's just, you know, and if you notice, there is scripture in the song, and I try to use a lot of scriptures in the songs that I write, but suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. And so many times in the church, we just forget about the kids instead of realizing that they are the most important thing going on in the church, because they are the lifeline. They are the future. And if we don't take care of them, where will we be?
Amen. I totally agree with you. So awesome, awesome, anointed song there, Sister Callis. I just want to thank you. I celebrate you. I'm proud of you. And, you know, I ask God to continually to richly bless you in your music and all that you're doing for the world.
I have to say, my answer to any time someone compliments me is, to God be the glory, because I can't do anything without him. I can't even sing a note. I can't do, you know, anything. So I can't take credit. I have to say, to God be the glory. And my mother instilled in me to remember to use the gift for the Lord, and I just thank God for my mother and my father. I thank God for my community growing up in Edinburgh. I thank God for Texas Lutheran University, all that they have, you know, done and did for me while I was a student there. And I just, you know, I'm just so excited especially like I told you, to be going through what I'm going through, to feel like I have nothing, but just to know that as long as I have God, it's all right that I'm, you know, living with, you know, a cousin and I don't have my own address, or it's all right that I'm riding the bus even though I did have a car, you know. It's all right, because every day that God allows us to live is a gift, and I'm realizing that more and more. And I'm just real. I don't try to, you know, pretend to be someone that I'm not. You know, with all the things going on, I have gone through, you know, deep depression, and I've gone through, you know, just feeling horribly. But even in the midst, I have still pressed my way in the pain and given God praise in the pain and during the pain, and not just setting down. So even though somebody out there needs to hear that, you may feel like you're going through and you just don't have, you can't even make it, but just make it to the church house and give God some praise and keep on going, because your time will come.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, listeners, you know, you heard a mouthful there, and I hope that you have really been blessed by Sister Callis here and her music. And again, Sister Callis, thank you so much for being on the ministry, on the show here tonight. God bless you. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Dr. Love, and she's going to close us out. And if you want, you can go ahead and give your contact information just one more time.
Wonderful. I sure will. I can be reached on Facebook, and that would be under Kimberly Callis, Kimberly Callis. My email address is kcallis, so that's kcallis 75@gmail.com. And my GoFund account is gofundme.com/pbkvwf. So I pray that we will reach our goal, and that I'll be able to come back on the show when we have our real mastered CD and we won't have to worry about the sound. And but, you know, I thank God for just giving me the ability to sit down at the keyboard and be able to record these songs. I'm not the best piano player. I've been discouraged by a lot of people that make fun of my piano playing. But look at God and look what I'm able to do tonight.
Amen and amen. Glory to God. God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in Sister Callis, your daughter's life, Father. And we thank you. And we do give you all the glory and all the praise. Amen. And so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Dr. Love.
Okay. And Ms. Callis, I want to thank you. And I just continue to ask God to bless you in all of your endeavors, bless your family and everything that you touch. I just want it to be successful, and it is going to be successful. But I have to say this. I can't let you leave without saying this. So you said you have a GoFund account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, in the meantime, Sister Callis, what you need to do, and you don't have to take this advice, but the Lord put this in my soul here. What you need to do is you need to give people samples of your music. You have a very anointed voice. Your voice is beautiful. And so the people that you already know in San Antonio, you need to give them a sample of what the Lord has blessed you with. Once you do that, that is planting your seed. You're planting your seed. So in the process of you having this GoFund account, that's great. But you need to let people to taste and see that the Lord is good. So therefore, what you do is you give them a sample. Okay? And they take that sample, and then people will ask, so what else do you do with other type of music? And even you can start out with something small by putting your music on a plain CD and saying, hey, can you, would you like to donate? Because people like things in their hands so that they can experience it. So the Lord just put that in my spirit because you have a very anointed voice, and I want you to always stay encouraged, and you have to stay focused. You can't listen to the naysayers. You can't listen to the negativity. You can't feed into it because God is going to bless you, but you have to start out small. And starting out small means that you let people see what the Lord is doing in your life.
Well, I do have the opportunity to take some of my music to the Gospel 1480 here in San Antonio, and see if they will and they're very gracious and nice to me. I do have a song that plays on the radio, but it's someone else's song, so I will do that and take them some of these songs that I have written, and pray that they will. That they will do that, and I will definitely. I take heed to what you said, and we will. You know, we will do those things.
Okay, great. And once again, thank you so much for coming on the ministry. And anytime you want to come back, or anytime you want to listen in, feel free to do so. Okay.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And God bless you and Sister Evelyn for this beautiful opportunity, and just blessings to you for being a blessing to me on this evening.
Yes, and Evangelist Green, thank you so much for sending such a beautiful voice to the Love of Jesus Ministry. I appreciate that so much.
Glory to God. Amen.
All right. So I've already given the announcement. So without further ado, just be sure to continue to tell your friends and family about the Love of Jesus Ministry, and that is on blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. And actually, this particular interview is being recorded, so this will be ready for distribution and for your hearing in about 5 to 10 minutes. Also, I have one more announcement that I didn't do before I guest came on the ministry. Make sure that you stay tuned to the Love Live Jesus Ministry as we cover the Stellar Awards, speaking to many of the celebrities and gospel artists, and just having a great time in the Lord. So the individuals that you hear on the radio and the individuals that you hear on the ministries, we will have the opportunity to speak with them, take pictures, and things of that nature. So just be sure you continue to watch the Facebook page. And without further ado, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is Saturday, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.